Kansas State Nation, Eddie Greer, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. Happy Friday, February 9th, 2024. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. First time listening to the podcast. Appreciate it for stopping by, giving us a listen before heading into the Kansas State sports weekend. And there's a ton to go around. We're just going to give you a brief outlook of what's going on this weekend. Of course, basketball on the minds of everybody this weekend. Of course, Jerome Tang will start there off the upset of KU earlier this week. Take on their show on the road where they struggled. Last time they were on the road, they really struggled. They were really taking out the lunch against 4th-ranked Houston. Now they take on 21st-ranked BYU. This time around, we'll see what happens there tomorrow. Let's see if I can. I'm on the women's action right now. Let me go back and see. I'm doing two things at one time. But, yeah, so it's going to be interesting tomorrow, see how that all plays itself out. Let me see if I can get that. Let's see. Oh, my. Yeah, so this is going to be a late game here, folks. K-State, 21st-ranked BYU. This is going to be a central time zone game, and I should be able to watch this game. I should be able to. 9 central time out west in Provo. First meeting, I believe, between these two schools. Can K-State pack that lunch from Bramless the other night to the road? That's the question with this team. And of course, this team right now, before that win, they were already not even first four out. When you're looking at the NCAA tournament, you got to get one more. You got to get another one of these. You're playing BYU in the next 2 weeks. You got Iowa State still left on the table. That's next. That's not even until next month. West Virginia, Texas is on that list. Brutal sweat showing up once again for this team, so we'll see what happens. That is the back end, which is going to cap off a huge weekend of sports. Well, Saturday of sports, really, for Kansas State sports. You have the women's basketball team. They've had a full week off from their back-to-back losses on the road to top teams, and they're trailing by a game right now. I'm going to check it here in just a second here. Jeff Mitty's team looking to exit out of the two-game losing streak at home against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, 500, 11-11, 4-7 going this game. And K-State, take care of your business. 9-2 in the conference as I speak right now. Let's see if I can do that as I pull up my other screen here. Some things maybe changed, maybe not here. Oh, they have changed. Oh, my. So, West Virginia, Oklahoma has a game lead over West Virginia coming up in here and showing up to the party a little bit. Kansas State right there. So right there, 1-2-3. K-State tied for West Virginia for second. And then Texas by themselves in third right now, which technically is fourth right now in the standings. But yeah, that's the match. That is what we're looking at right now. I believe K-State gets West Virginia at some point down the stretch here. Coming in here. But yeah, absolutely. Got to take care of your business here. You can't really worry about Oklahoma. You got to split on them, but they're up a game right now, ahead of you right now. And yesterday, let's see. Yesterday, oh, nope. That's not the pace that I wanted. Yeah, and real quick here, shout out to Tamont Lindsay. He played a couple years at Manhattan Christian College. A couple years before transferring over here. I was a little surprised about that move, but he gets the scholarship. So I wanted to shout him out on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. So nice job on that front right there. Congratulations to Tamont Lindsay there for earning a scholarship there. I'll have to tap into that possibly either this weekend or next week. And of course, you have the indoor K-State indoor men's and women's track team in Tyson right now at the Tyson Invitational, famous Tyson Invitational there, of course, coming off the 4x4 men's historic K-State new record in the 4x4 there. as well. And that 304, 3 minutes and 4 minutes. Oh, not 3 minutes. 3 minutes, 4 seconds. I cannot count. Everything's off. 304 is a Big 12. The last time I checked, is a Big 12 conference leader when it comes to the 4x4 there as well. K-State on the tennis side, women's tennis side. They're going to be taking on Alabama in Indiana for the first time this weekend. We'll have recaps of that. I do want to go. We pretty much touched on everything. Of course, women's volleyball. About to crank up a little bit with some, what is it, off-season workouts a little bit heading into spring. And, yes, I wanted to touch base with women's golf before heading off to this podcast, Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, Eddie Greer, KC, Missouri. Happy Friday. I want to touch base on them before signing off for this podcast here because we haven't talked about them this week. The tennis, well, that's going to go up at some point, probably during my lunch break at some point if I can remember to do that. K-State, they finished ninth in Puerto Rico at the Puerto Rico Classic, which saw a ton of teams ranked for Stu Burke's team. K-State saw its score improved by 2 shots in each of the last 2 rounds of this tournament, which put them 12 over 876. 58th ranked Wildcats earned victories. And this is impressive right here. The Wildcats are 58th company in here, right? Obviously, that's not top 25, but that's still, you're still in the top 60, right? Okay, so they beat 9th-ranked Ole Miss, 22-ranked Purdue, and Furman, which was 54th there as well, and they came behind one point back of 50th-ranked Minnesota. Carla Barnett, she was in the top 10 individually last weekend. She led the Wildcats, who was tied for third place with a season low to this point. And it's very early. 7 under, 209. Again, remember, she came over from Tulane, the big get for Stu Burke there as well. Stu Burke, yeah, speaking of which here, he says, quote, overall, it was a pretty solid round, but it fell short of the standard that we are looking to achieve at K-State. So, Stu Burke, of course, want to set a high standard for his program. A little bit unhappy, a little bit. But Bernat, you got to be impressed. She has all the cards and done some. Look, I have not seen her, obviously, but looking, paying attention to the golf stats and whatnot, she's the real deal, folks. She's the real deal there as well. Anika Navarro, right? Moved up 12 spots in the leaderboard to close it out. Let's see. But she struggled there. She closed out there. It says she bogeyed on 16. She hit a birdie on 6 there as well. Noah Van Beek, sophomore, locked up for 42nd, tied up for 42nd there. Veteran senior Haley Vargas, who made the NCs last year, saved her best for last there on Tuesday with a 2 over par 74, putting her up plus 4 in the elite overall leaderboard to 72nd there at 13 over. Julia Ballester Barrow, freshman, was also tied up with Vargas there as well in this game. So next time the golf team, women's golf team, will be in action will be at the end of the month, as they'll be competing at the Westbrook Invitational held at Westbrook Village in Peoria, Arizona. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available whenever we do decide to record. Okay, Kansas State content here, folks. And yep, there's a lot going on this week. Yet golf is taking off a little bit. Basketball will be a focus. And we'll definitely check in on track this weekend. Tennis will be taking on some good opponents this weekend as well. A lot going on there. We did not get a chance to record because my schedule changed and I attended something last night, so was not able to do a bonus episode. I still have to get everything organized on that channel. But hey, we're free and available on Spotify, iTunes, on our main channels, wherever you get your podcasts, like usual, like the other Kansas State podcasts that you hear, Three Mall, the Insiders Podcast, part of the Power Cat Podcast, and such there as well. So make sure you subscribe And we should be checking in with you guys this weekend, especially tomorrow for K-State Sports Saturday. That's going to wrap things up here on this Friday edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Eddie Greer, enjoy your Friday. Yeah, and of course, I got to be remiss about the Super Bowl coming up Sunday. Chiefs, 49ers. We might have a prediction pod on that. We'll see. We'll see at what time allows me to have it. But yeah, don't forget about that. Obviously, that's the big, big game here in Kansas City. But that's in Las Vegas, Super Bowl 58. So make sure you tap. Make sure all y'all tap into that. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Big thanks to Alexane out there in Sydney, California. Hopefully, we'll get that scheduled. Get him on a show next week at some point. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!